This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Criminal Justice and Research Planning Unit reports a significant rise in crimes against persons and property in the first 5 months of the year. A 33-year-old is this country's latest suicide victim. The chief medical officer reports the scabies outbreak at the geriatric hospital is under control. An animal welfare coordinator is renewing calls for the regulation of pet shops after snake sightings. And Ukraine hit by a barrage of drone strikes as Russia's president rejects U.S. President Trump's truce bid. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news ahead. There has been a 41% increase in major crimes against people and a 9% rise in major crime against property during the first 5 months of this year compared to the same period in 2024. This increase in property crimes has been largely driven by a 45% surge in burglaries. These statistics were revealed by Kurt Goodridge, senior research analyst at the Criminal Justice and Research Planning Unit, who presented the comparative data for the period January 1st to May 31st. Speaking this morning at the stakeholders' meeting on the review of crime, Mr. Goodridge highlighted that robberies, among other offenses, remain particularly concerning.
For the year, there have been a total of 248 major crimes against the person for the period January 1st to May 31st, 2025. When it comes to major crimes against property, there was a total of 504 major crimes against property for the period January 1st to May 31st, 2025. So January would have accounted for 107 of those major crimes against property. February would have accounted for 80% of those major crimes against property. March would have accounted for 127 of those major crimes against property. April accounted for 88, and May accounted for 102. When we look at theft-related crimes, for that same period in January 1st and May 31st, 2025, there were 462 theft-related crimes. For the period January 1st and May 31st, 2025, there have been 138 firearm-enabled crimes. When we look at homicides for the same period, we would have seen that there were 18 murders between January 1st and May 31st, 2025.
Mr. Goodridge also noted that so far this year, Barbados is averaging 4 murders a month. He highlighted a worrying trend that calls for immediate action.
So we move on to homicides. So murders would have accounted for 7% of the major crimes against a person for the period January 1st to May 31st. 6 in January, 3 in February, 3 in March, 5 in April, and 1 in May. So what this works out to be is that for that same period, there's an average of 4 murders a month. The average age of the victims is 31 years old. The average age of the arrested accused is 28 years old. 44% of those murders would have occurred in the parish of St. Michael, and 94% or 17 of the victims were male. So 17 of the 18 victims between January 1st and May 31st were male. Given that June has just finished, we have not received our report on June as yet. So what we have compiled here is just the murders that would have occurred based on media reports. So based on the media reports for June, we would have seen that there would have been 9 murders occurred in the month of June. 8 of these murders were firearm enabled.
Senior research analyst at the Criminal Justice and Research Planning Unit, Kurt Goodridge. Meantime, director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, expressed concern about the recent spike in homicides, stressing Barbados could hit a record 60 murders by year end.
I am sure that you all are aware, because you certainly follow the media, that we are almost at 30 murders for the year. If we continue on this trajectory, based on trend analysis, we may experience as many as 60 homicides for the year. And that is something that as Barbadians, as persons working with the youth, we do not want to see. So it is important that we understand that this crime fight is not one that is solely the responsibility of criminal justice agencies, but it has to be a whole island approach. That's why our stakeholders this morning are from various departments.
Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, in the lunchtime edition. Residents of Gall Hill Christchurch are struggling to come to terms with the death of a young man whose body was discovered at his home early this morning in circumstances that suggest he may have taken his own life. Police received a call around 6 a.m. and upon arrival at the residence, found the individual unresponsive and later confirmed dead by a medical doctor on the scene. Neighbors of the 33-year-old described the deceased as a cool, quiet, and loving individual, and many were seen weeping and visibly shaken as they gathered near the scene. His grieving mother, still in shock, recounted the heart-wrenching moment he made the discovery.
I arrived here at 6:15. And that, I realized that he hadn't left me at all, because he didn't feel the pulse. I couldn't see breathing, nothing. All I could see was snot coming from his nose and dribble came from his mouth. And then I just put it down and went to call my mother and found my parents that he up there, lifeless like that.
Brother of the 33-year-old deceased, police are continuing investigations. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George says the recent scabies outbreak at the geriatric hospital has been brought under control. He told Starcom Network News that the last recorded case was almost 3 weeks ago. While acknowledging the discomfort scabies can cause, Dr. George assured the public that it posed no major threat and was swiftly contained with proper treatment.
So the last case was on the 17th of June. That was our last new case. So we have gone close to 3 weeks without any new cases of scabies. I expected this to happen because it is a treatable condition, which it doesn't have any public health significance. It causes a lot of discomfort to individuals, but the spread can usually be contained with effective treatment. Well, let me thank the staff at the geriatric hospital for their cooperation in the process. I knew a few of them were not happy, but I think we can report that the outbreak is over and that normal services to the geriatric has restarted.
Health officials have since reviewed infection control protocols at the hospital, which is set to relocate to a new facility in Waterford. Animal Welfare Coordinator at the Ministry of Health, Wayne Norville, is again calling for stricter regulation of pet shops. He is also urging exotic pet owners, particularly those with snakes, to act more responsibly. Mr. Norville's comments follow two separate videos circulating on social media, allegedly showing snakes spotted in different parts of the country.
A lot of times, these animals are seen in the wild. Most of them belong to people, but they escape and they don't report it. So we don't know how long an animal has been out. We don't know until someone sees it, and that is a problem. So we got to protect the public also. I am urging these pet owners to be very careful. As far as the law is concerned, I do not think that the average person will be allowed a permit to bring those animals into the island. Permits will usually go to like any of the persons who could prove that they have a collection of animals and follow the guidelines. So it means that some of these animals are being smuggled into the island.
Animal Welfare Coordinator for the Ministry of Health, Wayne Norville. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, says there has been a total of 7,132 confirmed cases of measles and 13 deaths in the region of the Americas, including the Caribbean, as of mid-June 2025. According to the latest PAHO epidemiological update, this represents a 29-fold increase compared to the 244 cases reported during the same period in 2024. Nine countries, including Belize, have reported cases so far. And finally, one person has been killed and 26 others injured after a night of intensive Russian strikes on almost every district in Kyiv. A pall of acrid smoke hung over the Ukrainian capital on Friday morning following hours of nightfall punctuated by the staccato of air defense guns, buzz of drones, and large explosions. Ukraine said Russia fired a record 550 drones and 11 missiles. Recapping the headlines, the Criminal Justice and Research Planning Unit reports a significant rise in crime against persons and property in the first 5 months of the year. A 33-year-old is this country's latest suicide victim. The chief medical officer reports the scabies outbreak at the geriatric hospital is under control. An animal welfare coordinator is renewing calls for the regulation of pet shops after snake sightings and Ukraine hit by a barrage of drone strikes as Russia's president rejects U.S. President Trump's truce bid. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.